Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are our beautiful, sexy patrons, and you just listened to me scream for over an hour about how much I love Voltron, and I convinced the very beautiful princess of the internet, Alexis Torres, to come back and chat with me here today.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
No, I tell no lies. I've seen you on the internet. I know what's up.
Oh, girl. Helping me out. Stroking my ego. I like this.
I just can't wait to see that cosplay that we tease. Ooh,
know,
girl.
I'm very excited. I've already picked out pieces. I don't have all of them. And that wig is going to be months. Like, just a monster. But I'm going to make it work.
Are you going to get a lace front and you're going to go full fantasy?
Fantasy, like, it's just gonna have to, right? It's Princess Alora. You kind of have to do that.
You have to do it right, and you could you could recycle it for a nice Comic-Con if you're.
Yeah, that is the goal. I don't use a wig for just one cosplay. I'm gonna just, unless it has to be like glued down or something. But no. I can use a Storm or something.
Oh,
maybe
good call.
Bring it and be like the mother of T'Challa. It's gonna happen. I'm just gonna make it work.
You could do a Khaleesi, mother of dragons.
Yeah. I actually have a Khaleesi wig, but it's so. It's so messed up.
I can't
use it for any drunken nights as Khaleesi running around LA. It's not great.
You're that one drunk Khaleesi that we've all heard about.
Yeah, it's me every time, every story. It's definitely me.
Oh, that's so funny. But Alora does deserve the best things. Now, you mentioned this in the regular episode that you have Sven theories. I want to hear these.
I just think that, okay, so I should bring it back a little bit. So our show loves to try to see what we could do with Shiro's whole, like, he doesn't remember things are happening, mm-hmm. like, you know, that kind of storyline. So we all bet that, like, oh, he's not the real Shiro, he's a clone, or he actually killed everybody, but we obviously realized that he didn't because the dad and Matt were still alive, but we definitely thought that, like, he, like, murdered everybody, and he's just, like, this death Terminator.
He's got a robot arm.
Yeah, hey, man, that's what we said. We're like, I don't know about this. So we think that, what did we say? So we said that there has to be, they think that the real Shiro has been brainwashed and put into this alternate universe, and he's become Sven. And then this clone Shiro is the one that's just causing problems all the time because he disappeared. So we're hoping that Sven comes back and then he, like, wakes up or something that will, like, trigger him to be like, wait, no, this is my timeline. And then have to deal with, like, do I go back? Do I stay? I don't know. We're just, like, pulling anything out of the hat at this point. But we definitely think that something's up with Shiro and we want to know what's going on.
I think one of the underlying themes of certainly the new incarnation of Voltron is something's up with Shiro.
Yep.
I mean, how many times has he disappeared / been kidnapped? Like three, counting the original time?
Yeah. So I was like, there has to be a reason. Either A, I love it because our Black Paladin is like, Shiro's been dead this entire time. We just don't have an actual Shiro. This is just a clone, robot, android, something. We don't have a real one. We're going to find out that he's been dead this entire time. I was like, oh, that's so dark. And she's like, I'm just saying.
I would be super impressed and also very sad if that did turn out to be the case.
Yeah. And I love it because we've had the writers on our show and they're just like, we cannot tell you anything. We're like, oh, come on, tell us. But that's been kind of like our theme, at least her prediction. Every time we bring up a Voltron show, she's like, Shiro's not alive. He's dead since day one. Like, he went on that mission, they got captured, and he's just been a clone this entire time. I was like, oh, God, this is awful. I think we also said that, before we found out the future of Matt and Pidge's dad, that we said, because of the fact that the Paladins were shooting down ships in the beginning in season one, that we were always scared that they probably shot down one ship that might have had them on there, and we just didn't know. So we were just never going to find them because they were actually both dead because our Paladins weren't as careful to shut down a cult. Think about it.
It's like there's a handful of dead people on there. We're probably related. This is probably one of Lance's siblings.
Yeah, or something, like something awful. And we were all just like, I think there's a GIF out there. If you type into Giphy like Voltron or AfterBuzz Voltron, you'll just see our reaction when Katie, our lead paladin, said that. Like all of our faces were like, no. But luckily, we know the actual future of Matt and Daddy Pidge there.
I want to say his name is Sam, but that might be wrong.
I don't remember, and I didn't want to mess it up. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say Dad.
Yeah. For a while, when I was watching Teen Titans Go, I used to call Trigon Daddy Raven because I was like, what's his name again? There's so many damn demons with dumb names.
I agree with you. So at least I'm glad about the other one that calls him that, because I'm like, I don't remember your name. I don't know what's happening. So
we also talked a little bit about your love of Allura and her arc during the third season, where she comes into dealing with some of her own race issues.
Yeah.
Or I guess racial issues. I don't know how to phrase that. You're welcome, guys. I'm not editing this.
Yeah. And also the fact that it's also like, there's species. And I don't know.
Maybe Keith's a cat. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll never know. I say that they're cats. So that's just me, though.
Yeah, they definitely, it's some of my favorite fan art. But I wanted to ask, are there any episodes that stand out to you as some of your favorites, maybe aside from Allura's arc during that third season?
So there's two that really, really stand out, which I feel bad because it's not like big, heavy hitting episodes.
And it's not wrong. It's your opinion. This is the internet.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Someone understands. Definitely when we get introduced to the space mall in the beginning.
Oh my God. Yes.
getting to know or getting to take feel by Kaltenecker was insane. Like, just the fact that there's just like, yeah, here's a video game console. Also, we have a cow. If you buy this an item from the store, you get a free cow. And I was just like, this is just beautiful. Also, I want a space mall. I want to have more adventures. Space mall. And then it's a tie between, I can't remember the name of the episode, but it was pretty much when Coran goes like pageant mom.
Yes.
on his paladin. That episode, for some odd reason, I know a lot of people hated that episode because of the fact that it was that weird break in the story arc.
Yeah.
But man, the writing for that episode for me was just, it was phenomenally funny. And it made me upset that people were like, why was this episode in here? This is dumb. I was like, but it was nice. Like, I needed that break. I was tired of them crushing my soul every episode. I needed one.
This one where they get crushed back. Sometimes people forget with media like this or with comics that the original intended audience was younger, and then it's sort of skewed older. Kind of like with the Star Wars shows when they realize that there's a more adult audience, or with Avatar, I think it was much the same thing. So I feel like we are owed at least one goofy episode.
At least, you know, because I feel like I love getting to know the world building and getting to really know the war and all this kind of stuff. I really do love those episodes because of the fact that they can take something so heavy in a 20-minute episode and really hone it in and kind of work it and shape it to what it is. But I also like when we get to have a breather where we get to see our paladins kind of smile for once. Like even in the episode where you get to see them with the fun bot in that episode where they, I mean, I don't think I'll ever look at Amazing Grace the same way again. Watching him just rainbow out into space, like it was beautiful. And I love those episodes where even though we had serious things happening in the episode at the time, we get to cut to those kind of fun shenanigans, which is great. But I loved that episode of just watching Crayon kind of spiral out of control. That was insane. But I also loved
a gift.
It's a true gift to the world. I think when we finally get to, I think it's the finale of the last season, of getting to see all of the different factions that we've met throughout the season, and finally get to work together to try to take over and get rid of the Galra as much as we could. And we technically won? ? I'm still skeptical, but
it seems like maybe.
Yeah, I feel like I was like, it might have been too easy, even we lost a lot of good people, but at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, did that explosion take out as many people? Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And also, Tor, because I know you're kind of feeling up on Allura right now. Are you sure? Because what if Allura says no, and then you're like, nah, let's just kill everybody.
Dear God, please no, I don't need that in my life at all.
Right? I need stability. I can't have you flip-flopping. This is not good for my soul.
Well, let me ask you this then. At the time of this recording, we're coming right up on season 6. We have not seen it. Do you have any predictions or anything that you're hoping to see in the 6th season?
Man, I'm hoping to get more answers about Shiro's condition ?
Shiro's existence.
All of it, because I need answers. too. I'm excited to see what this Allura Lotor business partnership, I'm going to say, because I know a lot of people are shipping them right now, but I feel
I hate it so much.
I don't want to get into it, especially because I know that Bex was getting a lot of crap for this the fan art that was going around a while ago, where they were putting Pidge and Lotor, not shipping them, but they were just, it was just cute little drawings of them bonding. And people, of course, there was the extreme shippers, or hard shippers, I guess is what they're called, who were like, no, they're, you know, a couple. And then the other people were just like, no, I think they're just friends. And it got to the point where Bex had to like talk to people about it. And I was like, yo, leave her alone. She's just the voice. Like, it's an animated character. Relax. But at the same time, I am worried because we got to see Lotor. We got to see that moment of knowing that he, even though he's half Altaian, that Galra mentality came out when he killed the White Lion. I don't really know what you call that. The entity. And then
the first Avatar.
But even though he seemed very calm and was like, this is what you were meant to do, I was like, but I feel like you're a little salty, Lotor, just a tiny bit. Like, I know you're trying to hide that, but I know that you're just a little upset. And I want to see how far that goes, and to see if he's actually going to realize that not Allura, Zarkon's wife's name,
Hagar.
Why am I forgetting? That Hagar is his actual mother, even though I feel like he knows he's just pretending that it's not. But
I definitely agree with that.
I'm hoping that we finally get to see that, since she's remembering slowly what's happening with her and her son. So yeah, I don't know. I'm in.
Go ahead. We're just being politely silent at each other.
it's so much that, again, it drives me crazy how it's like 10, 12 episodes, but they pack like a 30 episode amount of story into them. It's insane. It's like the Steven Universe of mechs.
Truly. And their original order was for like 75 episodes, which is wild, even for animation.
Yeah, I agree. So I cannot wait. And they told us that we are not, like, they couldn't tell us everything when we got to interview them, the executive producers of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, you guys aren't ready for next season. I was like, no, don't say this.
I feel like that's happened every season, which is both wonderful and horrible.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just going to be happy and crying my eyes out the entire time I'll be watching next season. I'm just not ready for it.
Well,
I hope that Lance's jealousy gets to be put on hold, because I need him to get it together.
I hope Allura just kisses his face. That would make me really happy.
That would be nice. I mean, it would just get it out of the way. It's like, hey, hey, we need to get this done because you're being a brat.
Level up.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to find your reactions in real time, remind everyone where they can go and find and support you online.
Thank you. You guys can find my face, or my voice, at Atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. If you want to watch our Voltron podcast, definitely check us out on AfterBuzz TV, Voltron After Show. Pretty much we are completely caught up, so you guys have time. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube. If you definitely just want to see my reactions, because since I'm the Blue Lion, there's a theme that they like to wreck my entire soul with theories. So yes, like, Josh Keaton, Kimberly, Bex, like all of them are like, oh, we know that Alexis is the one that breaks on the show, so we just want to make sure that we can break her soul every episode. So if you want to see that, please go check it out. AfterBuzz TV, Voltron After Show.
Thank you, everyone who supports us here on Patreon. It is your support that allows us to bring on beautiful, amazing people like Alexis and hopefully work with them again in the future. I always forget how to end this, because Jason always forgets how to end this. So be safe and make good choices.